So little time. I started today with three possible topics to write about. I did my regular reading schedule, picked up my pen, and began tumbling those ideas through my head, waiting for one to fall in the slot, like a bingo or lottery ball. But my mind kept jumping back to the last thing I had read this morning. There is so little time. Hebrews 10:37. I looked at my watch, thinking, that's the truth. If I don't get something on this paper soon, I will miss my timeline. As the words began to blur together and become a cyclone inside my head, I saw it again. There is so little time, and I'm wasting it. After intentionally applying the mental brake, I could see Father waiting to talk to me. He reminded me that my agenda and his are not always the same, and I am supposed to come before him every morning with empty hands so he can fill them. Today, I came carrying my own list of topics, expecting one of them to come together in time to post. My hands weren't empty. I was not ready to receive. I had come full of my own ideas. But in the space of an hour, I could not put anything together. However, Father used that hour to remind me why I come empty. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. As high as the sky is above the earth, are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. With that in mind, I knew what I was supposed to write about today, and it was not a topic I had come with. Today's very important message is, there is so little time. The one coming will indeed come. He will not delay. But the person who is righteous will live his life by trusting, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Hebrews 10, verses 37 and 38. I believe the urgency in this message is related to the things that are currently reshaping our world. We should not lose faith in Father's perfect plan or his immense love for us. We may not feel it, but feelings lie. God and his word are the only things that will never change. So don't throw away that courage of yours, which carries with it such a great reward. Hebrews 10:35. Show them bravery. It won't be much longer.